Across India, there's a tragedy nobody's talking about. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The suicide rate for lower caste farmers is steadily climbing, says Lindsay Ackerman. She's a spokeswoman for Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
Not because of emotional problems necessarily, but just because the farming community is facing so many challenges.
These issues range from extreme weather to crushing debt, but even in the face of tragedy, there's hope.
It's just such a phenomenal opportunity to come alongside a community that's struggling, that's facing hopelessness, and as we invest into nationals as they bring the hope of Christ, it's just an amazing example of God's kingdom in action.
Mission India's adult literacy classes teach farmers how to read, handle finances, and so much more. Learn how you can be a part of the solution at missionnews.org. And from India, we head to Ukraine, where God isn't just found in church, he can be found in loaves of bread, too. Slavic Gospel Association, or SGA, recently received $10 from a young girl named Charlotte. Little did she know, her money would help bring 50 loaves of bread to elderly and disabled Ukrainians stuck in active war zones. SGA's Eric Mock.
The church members that help with these projects actually put on body armor and drive into areas within the range of gunfire and artillery, and they're delivering bread to people that absolutely do not have access to adequate food.
Will you remind Ukrainian families they're not alone? By reading this story at our website, you can find out how prayer and giving food leads to gospel conversations. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.